Coming up next weekend, Sunday, May 20th, Free Spirit Freedom is hosting an event to celebrate and mark the 50th anniversary of the end of segregation in Orange County Public Schools. 2 to 5 p.m. next Sunday, the 20th, at the Farmers Market Pavilion on Margaret Lane in downtown Hillsboro. That's free and open to everyone. It will include a gospel concert, part of a larger reunion that's taking place in the context of that as well. And we are joined now on the air by Renee Price, Orange County Commissioner, and Thomas Watson, the two co-founders of Free Spirit Freedom. They're also chairing the reunion committee as well as putting together the gospel concert. So a lot of activity heading into next weekend. Commissioner Price, Thomas Watson, thank you both so much for being here in the studio today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So where do you want to start? Let's talk about the event on Sunday at the Farmers Market with the gospel concert. What is it going to entail?
The gospel concert, we're excited about that. It'll be Sunday from 2 to 5. We have several choirs coming, a couple of groups. We will have a queen crowned by then for the reunion weekend. So she will be presented to the public. But one of the highlights of the reunion, we are honored to have the Hillside Gospel Choir performing. Hillside obviously was the black high school in Durham and still a school. Mm-hmm. And the members of that choir are the best singers spread it out through all the churches in Durham. It's just not one church. So
awesome.
We were great to get them to participate.
So this is all part of our reunion. What is the reunion for? It's the 50th anniversary of the end of segregation, but the reunion brings together who?
It's the 50th anniversary of the closing of the historical Central High School in Hillsboro, which was all black. Mm-hmm. And we're celebrating that because this is their landmark. And it's also the beginning of 50 years of desegregation in the county. So we're trying to bring as many people together to participate in this big move that we've made.
Awesome.
We're kind of excited about it.
Yeah, so the reunion is for students from Central, or?
We're referring to it as a celebration.
Okay.
It's for people from Central, mm-hmm. people from the other high schools, Orange and Cedar Ridge, if any of them would like to participate. But we're celebrating, so it's for the community also to come celebrate with us.
Yeah, it's definitely mm-hmm. community-oriented, because I didn't even go to school here, so. But it's a way to bring people together and to get past some of our past, our history. Mm. And there are bittersweet moments that occurred if you talk to people that actually experienced the transition, yet we move on, we move forward, and we're just looking forward to having soloists and choirs that come together and sing. And of course, if you know much about old Negro spirituals and the gospel songs, it's that call and response pattern, so mm-hmm. we hope people will participate as well and just have a good, you know, Sunday afternoon family affair.
Yeah, sounds good. Again, this is going to be Sunday, May 20th, so next weekend, not this, 2 to 5 p.m., Farmers Market Pavilion on Margaret Lane in downtown Hillsboro. Joined in the studio right now by Renee Price and Thomas Watson, and I think people who don't know the history might be surprised to learn, people who don't know the history of desegregation, that this is the 50th anniversary of desegregation. Do the math, 1968, which is closing in on two decades after Brown versus Board of Education, but it's that long of a fight just to get to
exactly
that point. So what should people know about the history?
We were in Hillsboro, of course, mm-hmm. and our school totally desegregated the spring of 1968. So in that fall, we started our first all school class over there. Prior to that, in 1963, we had a couple of people go by choice mm-hmm. into the school system, but the school totally closed down, and it was a big move to go from Central to Orange for the black community. Of course, we look at it, it's a two-sided thing. The white community had its own problems with it. But when we look back over it, everybody thinks it was a very good move.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you notice on our, as we advertise the events for the weekend, it's Central Orange, because I know Thomas and his classmates and other folks from Central want to be inclusive of everyone, because we all are, we've broken down certain barriers now, so, you know, we're trying to bring people together and celebrate that.
Yeah. What else is going on Sunday? You got the gospel concert. You've got a lot of really cool performances. Anything else that people ought to know about that's coming up this weekend or next weekend?
Well, I'll just finish up on the gospel concert.
Yeah,
we have two soloists. Actually, one is Thomas's cousin, Jackie Thomas, and then Freddie Parker, who also graduated from Central Orange High, and the First Community Baptist Church Choir. Thomas already mentioned the Hillside Alumni Choir, and we're hoping, also the Mount Zion AME Church.
Wow.
That's up in north of Hillsboro and Cedar Grove, and we're hoping to get one other group, but I don't want to, you know, spoil that.
Fingers crossed on that one, yeah.
But then I think I'll turn it back over to Thomas, because the events actually start on
Friday
night.
Yeah, all right.
Friday night, we're kind of having a meet and greet, but we're having a basketball game. And we have a team from Hillsboro. The group should be 25, 35, 40, playing a group from Alamance. So that's a meet and greet. It's $5 at the door. I think you would like that. But I have a big weekend starts on Saturday. We'll have car crews starting at 10 o'clock. Down to Main Street, which is Church in Hillsboro. Mm. The classes participating will have their car in. We'll have old cars, new cars, just a variety of stuff. We then cruise over to Hillsboro Elementary,
which was the former Central.
Central High. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a big tailgate party out on the field. You know, we're just going to tailgate. There are a couple of activities planned for out there. The Jammers cheerleaders will be performing.
Nice.
And nice. We have a drum line.
Awesome.
That's going to be performing. And there'll be a group from the Senior Center coming to entertain us. And we'll do line dancing and fun things and eat and talk and tell old stories.
Love it. Does it count as tailgating if there's no game happening later on that day, or... Do you have to use that word? Or?
I never thought of that. But it's
going to be a fun party.
It's on the athletic field.
Okay, all right.
And we're tailgating around the field. So we kind of thought, if you're on the field and you're eating, whether the game is being played or not,
that's tailgating.
Got to be a tailgate.
Yeah. I'll go along with that. All right. And then the big event on Sunday at the farmers market.
Wait a minute.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah,
all right.
There's more.
We have
dinner dance.
A dinner and dance.
Awesome.
Tickets are available right now. It will be in the Hillsboro Elementary gym. So doors open at 7, dinner, and dancing. It should go to midnight. We have a very good DJ. Very good DJ.
Nice.
I'm not going to throw in the fact that he played at my retirement party, but he's very good, and I think he can outdo a band anytime.
Love it. Where can people go to get information about all of this and get signed up, get their tickets bought and everything?
You could call me.
All right.
For a ticket, 919-260-3368.
All right.
And if you're within the county, I'll even deliver it. Tickets for the event is $35.
Love it.
And I have to throw in that for the gospel concert, if you get there early enough, the Chapel Hill Visitors Bureau has offered to help sponsor this with some refreshments.
Awesome.
So we're very thankful for Lori Policelli and her staff for taking care of that for us.
Very cool. Again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, May 18th, 19th, 20th. The gospel concert is 2 to 5 p.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion on Margaret Lane, downtown Hillsboro. But the events go on all weekend. Get in touch with Thomas Watson, freespiritfreedom.org, if you want more info on Free Spirit Freedom as well. Renee Price, Thomas Watson, thank you so much for being with us. Anything else that people need to know?
Well, yeah, just one last thing.
Yeah,
we're
hoping
that this gospel concert will be the first of an annual event.
Nice.
Just to bring more life to Hillsboro, more arts and culture.
Awesome. Again, this weekend, next weekend rather, 18th, 19th, and then the concert itself, Sunday, May 20th, 2 p.m. Renee Price, Thomas Watson, thank you so much.
Thank you.